Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen,
alongside with Stevie Fly, and it is Christmas in the wrestling world today, folks. Tonight, WrestleMania 33 will emanate live from Orlando, Florida, and we're going to see a lot of things happen, and we're going to talk about it all right here tonight on our official Brawl for All preview show entitled Welcome to WrestleMania. Stevie, how you doing tonight? You excited?
Yeah, I'm pretty excited. Doing good. You know, like you said, Christmas for wrestling fans with WrestleMania and the whole weekend that's going on. You know, unfortunately, like I said on another interview I had with Gaddis, we were all booked up, so we couldn't make it to WrestleMania this weekend.
Yep, we were, and in fact, we were asked but couldn't make it. Sorry, Vince.
That's right.
Yeah. I will tell you that, you know, we've got a lot to talk about. Obviously, the kickoff show has begun on the WWE Network, so we want to make sure we get in our preview and predictions before the action starts getting too crazy. But we've been talking about this forever. I mean, if you remember back in the fall when the show actually launched, one of the predictions was that I made was that Goldberg would face The Undertaker at WrestleMania. Well, obviously, that is not happening. But it is very possible that the two of those men could be wrestling their last match ever tonight at WrestleMania. So let's start right there. Before we get into a predictions and preview, I want to ask you, as our expert, do you think that we are going to see the last of both men tonight?
I do. I think this is it for both of them. We talked last week about Goldberg's contract, and that actually expires tonight. So, and looking at his Twitter, he was asked what he was going to do after tonight. He said probably go to the gym and reflect. So I'm pretty sure his WWE career is done. Undertaker, you know, you're hearing more. It's even more this week that this is his last match, and with them pushing it. With them pushing it to the main event, I'm hearing they push the Undertaker Reigns match to the main event, closing the show. I would think that would pretty much tell you that this is it for him. I hope we see him on the winning side, but I don't think we will. I think Vince is going to put Reigns over. He's going to have him beat the Undertaker. So, you know, but we'll get to more of that later on. But yes, I do think this is the last match for both of those guys tonight.
Well, first off, I want to talk a little bit about what you just said because, you know, obviously the both of us and probably pro wrestling analysts around the world have been following the news all weekend, rumors, et cetera. We're going to talk about them all right here tonight. One of the things that I have not heard, and I want to make sure I heard you correctly, and I want to make sure our fans heard you correctly, that the Undertaker-Roman Reigns match has been pushed to the main event. Is that what you're hearing?
that if what I saw, and I'm pretty sure I saw it, it was this morning or last night one, that was being pushed to the main event. But like I said, that's nothing official yet, but a lot of talk about it being the main event. So I could be wrong. What I saw could have said it wrong, but I'm pretty sure they'll move that to the main event tonight. I don't see, especially if it's Undertaker's last match, I don't see Goldberg and Lesnar, even with a championship belt, overtaking that as the main event.
Well, if it is the Undertaker's last match, and I do think that it would be fairly obvious at the end of the night, if the last match we see is the Undertaker and Roman Reigns, it should be. To me, it's obvious. Perhaps Vince wants to throw us a curveball, but I would expect that the Undertaker does not win that match. By tradition, you typically lose your last match.
Right.
Maybe he has different plans for the Undertaker. Everything seems very predictable to me tonight. And I think what we're going to find in retrospect is that it wasn't as predictable as we expected. I think there's going to be some things that happened that we did not expect. But at face value, would you agree this is one of the most predictable WrestleMania cards we've had at some time?
Just looking at it from the outside on paper, it should be. And we can't leave out either. This is official that this will be the Big Show's last WrestleMania too. He made that announcement earlier in the week. You could have three legends that are wrestling their last match tonight for WWE at least.
I mean, real legends. And, of course, the rumor also has it that John Cena could be going part-time after tonight. Is there any validity to that?
No coincidence, Nikki Bella announced that she was taking time off after WrestleMania. And I've been hearing that after WrestleMania, I've been hearing for months that after WrestleMania, he was, going to take a step back. I'm sure he's got a lot of Hollywood deals, the same stuff that he chastised The Rock for years ago. He's got a lot of those deals, which, he has managed to keep himself in the WWE mainstream, even when he was doing those roles before. But I think he's kind of taking a bigger role now, and I think he's going to take some time off. You may see him here and there, but it's not going to be a full time thing right now.
Yeah, well, you think about the landscape of WWE as it stands right this moment. 24 hours from now, when Raw is about to begin in just a few hours, live from Orlando, Florida. The question I would have is, some of the people that are main eventing tonight, because obviously this is, I think it goes without saying that WrestleMania has more than one main event.
No doubt.
And so having said that, it appears to me the landscape's going to change dramatically after tonight. I mean, you've got The Undertaker and Roman Reigns. One of those guys is not going to be hanging around. We obviously know who that was going to be. Goldberg and Lesnar are both part-timers. Lesnar wins the Universal title. We may see him for a few weeks. I don't know. We're not going to see him every week, so we're looking at that dynamic changing. It's just a number of big names could be done or either at least done full-time tonight. And it just, to me, I don't know that I remember a WrestleMania where the landscape could change so much after WrestleMania. I mean, The Rock and Cena, you remember those two WrestleManias? Well, they
right.
Fought in a match and The Rock went away, but it wasn't a plethora of people, exiting.
Yeah,
it's like a mass exodus.
But, one of the exciting things about that is you're going to get a lot of call-ups, what it seems like, and what I'm hearing from NXT. I'm hearing Nakamura could be coming to either Raw or SmackDown. There's several of them. I've heard three that were really, really strong candidates to be called up to either SmackDown or Raw from NXT. So, and you could, just like we talked about last week, the Raw after WrestleMania is probably one of the most interesting ones, one of the most entertaining ones, because you really don't know what direction they're going to head. As predictable as WrestleMania is, the Raw the after WrestleMania is so unpredictable. You know, you have heel turns, face turns, you know, stuff you didn't think you'd see that really blow your mind. So I'm looking forward to WrestleMania, but tomorrow night will be real interesting to see how they start setting up more storylines coming off of WrestleMania.
Well, I do want to talk a little more in depth about The Undertaker and Roman Reigns.
Right.
Undertaker is probably my favorite wrestler of all time, and so the fact that I'll probably see him wrestle his last match tonight, I tell you, I'm kind of disappointed. I mean, I don't know. I'm even more disappointed the way I think it's going to go down. So let's talk about possible finishes, if we can. The Undertaker loses the match. Roman Reigns, what happens at the conclusion of the match in your eyes if the Undertaker loses? What's next to close the night out? I mean, are we going to see Roman Reigns just beat him down even more and become even more of a heel, which I think would, I don't know, I don't want to leave the question, but are we going to see that? Are we going to see a sign of respect between the two? What do you expect to happen after Roman Reigns defeats The Undertaker tonight?
Just looking at, you know, and kind of cheating a little bit, I guess what you call it, looking at the shows booked in advance after WrestleMania, I think it'll be a show of respect. I don't think they're going to try to turn Reigns heel, because Reigns is scheduled to be in, you know, which he's had it going on all along, feud with Braun Strowman. So I think what it's going to end up being is just a show of respect from The Undertaker. You'll probably see, and, you know, you hate to say it, but it happens every year, especially in Undertaker matches. You'll see the finisher get hit several times. You know, I'm sure Undertaker will get speared a couple of times at least. And maybe he'll get one more, and he'll pin The Undertaker. Don't think there'll be any interference. I don't see him going that direction with Reigns yet. If they've done it this long and haven't turned him heel, I don't think they'll do it tonight. Just looking at the matches he signed to be in advance, like with Strowman, I don't think they're going to do the double switch and turn Strowman babyface and Reigns heel.
Mm-hmm. Well, how do you think the response amongst the nearly 100,000 people is going to be if Roman Reigns wins that match? Well, let's start there. I would assume the response isn't going to be that good, but let's say Roman Reigns wins the match and there's a sign of respect from The Undertaker to him, kind of passing the torch. I want you to tell me what you think that reaction, what kind of crowd reaction that scenario would get.
You're going to have people that are going to boo no matter what, boo Reigns no matter what, because they look at him like he doesn't deserve it. He shouldn't be there. But, you know, somebody made a good point on one of the message boards I was reading earlier this week. Reigns does the same thing he did 2 years ago when the Shield turned babyface and everybody was going, he was white hot as a babyface then. He's doing the same thing now that he did then, but the big difference is he's just getting shoved down your throat. You know, when it wasn't like, you know, when he's not getting shoved down your throat, people like him. And that's to be understood. Just like with Cena, even back in the day with Hulk Hogan, you know, at the end of his first WWF run, start of his WCW run, there was a lot of people that booed Hogan, which, you know, you really didn't, not as much as they do Reigns, but there was a lot of people that booed Hogan. I think that would be the only way, possible way they could get him some cheers would be the sign of respect from The Undertaker, like the tip of the hat or whatever, you know, the shaking of the hand. That would be the only way to get Reigns over or stop hearing so many boos. You're still going to hear the boos, but to stop hearing so many. And it would have to be an outstanding match, too. You know, it would have to be just back and forth and back and forth, and that would be the only way to get Reigns over as a babyface.
Right. Well, and the way I see it, Stevie, I don't see it going well one way or the other for the end of that match.
I don't,
match.
But I'm trying to get the benefit of the doubt.
Right. Here's what I say. I say the best thing, personally, they can do is Roman Reigns wins that match, get him out of there. Literally, leave. Get him out of the building. Get him out. If the Undertaker is going to fight his last match tonight, I just assume not see any shaking of the hand or anything like that, because I feel like that gives attention to Roman Reigns at a time when we really need to be talking about the Undertaker. And I think, right. Just my opinion, I think the best thing they can do is Reigns gets out. I mean, I don't think him shaking hands, if he does go heel, I don't think that, which I think would be definitely the better option for Roman Reigns, if he does go heel, I don't think that it would help the storyline for him to shake hands with The Undertaker. Now, on the flip side, I don't think that him giving The Undertaker a beatdown, which, honestly, if he did that after the match, that would certainly establish him as a heel. But if The Undertaker's fighting his last match tonight, I would think that Vince has got a little more sense than to do that to probably his most loyal employee
right.
of all time. So I would think, personally, that the best thing they can do, you tell me if you disagree, the best thing they can do is get him out, let him brag on beating The Undertaker, let him do all that on another show, get him out of there, and let The Undertaker have the last word at WrestleMania. I think that would be a good ending. But, it's just even that match, or have you talked to anybody that suspected The Undertaker to win that match?
No, not, I hadn't seen, just looking at predictions of others on the internet, others in the wrestling world, I would say probably 95% of picking Reigns to win. And you're talking about, I agree with what you said about getting him out of there quick. If you look at two of my favorite wrestlers of all time, Ric Flair and Shawn Michaels, they both had retirement matches at WrestleMania. And if you look at those matches after it was over, when they lost, Undertaker was Shawn Michaels' opponent. He got out of the ring and let Shawn Michaels have his moment. Shawn Michaels
That's
right. was Ric Flair's opponent. He got out of the ring and let Ric Flair have his moment. So, if Vince has got any class, and this is his last match, and as loyal and as big a company man as Undertaker has been, he needs to let him have his moment. As much as we talk about Vince, Vince has got his ways, but I don't see him doing something, off the wall to The Undertaker if it's his last match.
I certainly hope not. But then again, The Undertaker might have something in mind. He might be like, look, you want to really get this guy to be, a Benjamin Banks of sort, a guy who really, just really is hated. Then he is such a selfless person that he may sacrifice that. But I can tell you, I hope everybody involved in that situation knows better than to think that the fans will look at it the same way you and I are looking at it. I mean, they're going to hate it if that's the way The Undertaker's done in his last match.
But you're talking about to make him a monster heel. They've had every opportunity for the last year to make that guy a monster heel. If the table has been set for him by the fans, and all they had to do was have him double cross somebody. But, if they want to, I don't know if they're waiting to do it on the biggest stage of the year, but, I just hope that they'll let Undertaker have his moment there.
I hope so, too. Now, let's talk about a possible outcome of The Undertaker doing what most people don't, and that is winning his last match. Because there is some speculation out there that may be the plan. And I will say, if that happens, then it would definitely be fitting for it to happen for somebody like The Undertaker, who, quite frankly, is exceptionally different than most every other retiree that they've ever had in WWE. So it would be neat kind of see somebody go out on top. Is there any, in your mind, is there any percentage of a chance that that even happen? Any percentage of a chance that may happen?
There's a chance. I mean, I would hope, you know, you'd always like to see a guy like The Undertaker go out on top. And same thing with Flair, but you know, you knew with Flair and you knew with Michaels when they said they were putting their career on the line, that was it. They wasn't gonna win that match. But you know, we don't know with Undertaker, and I guess we won't know till the match is over. But to put him over on Reigns, would it hurt Reigns? Nah, I don't think so. I mean, you got a guy like The Undertaker. It's not like he's fighting James Ellsworth and get pinned by James Ellsworth. He's getting pinned. He would be getting pinned by The Undertaker at The Undertaker's, what's the count now, 22-1?
That's right. I think it's 24, maybe 23. Hold on one second. We'll find that out here in just a moment. But go ahead, sorry.
Okay, well, that's right, because I think he come in at 7. I think he came in at 7. And we're at 33, so maybe 25, maybe 24-1.
Well, you're actually closer to correct than I am. The Undertaker has a 23-1 streak.
Okay.
At WrestleMania.
So
yeah, of course.
He's lost one time out of 24 events. It's not like this would really hurt Roman Reigns, and if they did it this way, actually, if they still wanted to keep him a babyface. You look at Stone Cold at WrestleMania 13. Lost to Bret Hart in the I Quit match. Never gave up, but he passed out. Blood all over him. What happened after that? It catapulted him as one of the biggest, I guess you could call him baby faces because fans cheer for him.
Yep.
As one of the biggest baby faces of all time and turned the WWF. The whole ratings war went opposite directions. They started taking over WCW then. So that could work if Reigns really put up a good fight, gave it everything he had, still lost. That may could get him over.
Yeah, could very well do it. Well, we're going to find out here shortly, folks. The Undertaker, Roman Reigns, very likely to headline, and by headline we mean be the actual main event, the last match of the night at WrestleMania 33. And certainly if that happens, that all but indicates to me that we will see the last of The Undertaker tonight, at least in the ring. One last question about that. Let's say The Undertaker loses tonight, and we'll get your official prediction shortly. But let's say The Undertaker loses this match tonight, as expected. Are we going to see the Phenom, a man who really has just has stood above, has been so in character that we've never really seen the real Undertaker? Are we going to see Mark Calloway tonight as the fans cheer him out of the building? I mean, are we going to see the real man that is the Undertaker? Are we going to see some emotion tonight, you think?
I think you'll definitely see some emotion. I don't know if he'll drop it down. Drop it down as much as to be Mark Callis, but I think he'll save that for the Hall of Fame ceremony. But tonight,
yeah,
I think he'll keep in character as much as possible. And I'm sure you got to think this guy's been wrestling since, gosh, has it been 86 or 85? You know, he's been going on it's been over a 30-year career. And has been doing it for WWE since 91 or 92. I think he's been in WWE. So, you know, you can't not get emotional when you've been doing something. This is your whole life, everything you put in for your whole career, and you're doing it for the last time that night. And to have the fans out there, and you know, what would really get me if I was in his shoes would be the fans after it was over with, you know, the response from the fans, because you know you know how it was with Michaels, you know how it was with Flair. It's going to be just as big with Undertaker.
Yeah.
No doubt. I mean, that would be what really got to me. Yeah, that would be what really got me if would be the fans' response. And that may cause them to get emotional.
Yeah. Well, of course, folks, the WrestleMania kickoff show is on the air right now. And we've talked a lot about The Undertaker and Roman Reigns. I want to shift our focus now, if that's all right with you. And we'll talk a little bit more about one of the other very predictable matchups tonight, and that is the Universal title, Goldberg and Brock Lesnar. Yet again, I ask you the same question. Is there any chance at all that Brock Lesnar doesn't walk away with the Universal title?
No. I think
that's pretty. That's pretty definite.
110% done deal. Unless somehow Goldberg signs a contract and today or right before his match starts, I think that's a done deal. You're not going to see Vince leave a belt on a guy that doesn't have a contract with WWE just for the fact that he's scared they'll take the belt. And I don't think Goldberg would do it, but he's, you know, looking at CM Punk, you're looking at Alunder Blaze in the past. He didn't want somebody to take off with the belt and be able to take it to another promotion. But, you know, just like Flair did when Flair left WCW and came to WWE, he brought the belt with him. So that's something Vince is not going to let happen.
No. And I would agree. So how do you see this going down? I mean, you're talking about a guy in Brock Lesnar who last fought him before last Survivor Series. He last fought Goldberg at WrestleMania 20 in Madison Square Garden, New York City. He lost to Goldberg. Then, of course, he fights him at Survivor Series this past November, and the match is over within seconds. And then in the Royal Rumble, he gets pretty much decimated in the same capacity and eliminated by Goldberg, just beaten in a different fashion, if you will. So how suddenly does Brock Lesnar come out tonight? Is this match going to be just as quick with Brock Lesnar winning? Okay, so you see this going on a little farther.
It's not going to be a quick match. You're not going to do that at WrestleMania, especially with these two guys now. I think it'll be a drawn-out match. It won't be 30 seconds. It won't be 5 minutes, maybe a 10-15 minute match, but no, I don't see it going 30 seconds and Lesnar going over that quick. I really don't. I don't see people. The reaction for Lesnar beating Goldberg in 30 seconds at WrestleMania would not be good, I don't think. But that's just me. It a little bit different at Survivor Series, but you're at the Super Bowl of wrestling today, and I don't think a 30-second match with these two guys where it's been built up so much would be good for WWE right now.
I don't think so either. I really don't. But we're going to find out shortly what they do. You know, is this the match we will always remember between Goldberg and Lesnar? That's my question for you.
Well, you got to think about it. The one at the last WrestleMania was a real stinker. And then the Survivor Series match was 30 seconds or however long. And, you'd hope this will be the one because with one being so short, one being so bad, you'd hope that they would finally get it right this time. And But, a lot of people are going to still talk about Survivor Series one just because Goldberg beat him so quick, no matter what happens tonight.
Yeah. Well, yeah, and that's true. I just wonder if this match will finally give us a good match between the two of these competitors. That's really, I wonder if we're finally going to get what we've been looking for. Because really, everybody's so impressed with Goldberg's, his dominance and all that. But, really, the one thing that has remained true, with all due respect to Goldberg, is the criticism he's always had for not having true wrestling ability. And even in his return, we still have not yet to see him do anything but spear jackhammer. And so tonight, I kind of wonder if we're going to, in his last match, I would expect, are we going to get to see a real wrestling ability that we really hadn't seen in Goldberg and maybe ever.
I don't think so. I think it'll be your typical two big guy match. I mean, punch,
yeah.
Kick, spear, jackhammer, F5, and I mean, I think it'll be a real physical match, but you're not going to see many different moves from either one of these two guys. So I don't think it'll be any different than. No, I don't see Goldberg breaking out and going scientific. So.
Well, we're going to find, you know, I will say we're going to find, I think, tonight that we probably will get our best match we've ever seen between the two of them. I just don't know what that means. And, you know, they may throw us for a loop. I'm wondering where the surprise element is going to be tonight. And that brings me to the non-sanctioned match between Triple H and Seth Rollins. I want to ask you, is there a possibility that we could get some sort of surprise in this match?
I think you're going to see two surprises tonight, and one of them's going to be in this match. I think Finn Balor is going to get involved in this match tonight. You know, with Rollins being kind of gimpy like he is, there's no way they could have him beat Triple H not healthy. And I really think there's a lot of talk that, you know, he's wrestled on some house shows, so they know he's ready to go. And I think that Finn's going to get involved tonight, and you're going to see that storyline evolve with him and Rollins and maybe another person getting involved going against Triple H's, whatever he's going to call him, with Kevin Owens and Samoa Joe now. So I think that's really going to set up a storyline for that.
Well, and so what you're talking about another surprise. I'm curious what you're talking about there.
You're curious?
Well I'm a little bit. I think I may know where you're headed.
Yeah. Well, I would just put it to you this way. There was new Ring of Honor Tag Team Champions crowned last night. And, so if that's the direction you think I'm going.
That is the direction I think you're going. In fact, I've just heard that according to a report inside Orlando, approximately 3 hours ago, there was an official, and that has been confirmed, an official WWE vehicle parked right in front of the Broken Hardy tailgate about a mile from Camden World Stadium in Orlando. I got to ask you, is that can't possibly be a joke.
You know, April Fool's was yesterday. I don't think that's a joke. I think this is probably going to be the big thing for tonight. It will be the return of the Hardys, and just hoping that it'll be the broken Matt Hardy and Brother Nero coming. There was a little tweet that Matt Hardy sent out last night after it was over that makes me think that they're going to have to go to the Hardys. He made a comment on Twitter that talked about losing to the Young Bucks and how they were turning over the tag team ranks to them, and that after that it would make Broken and Brother Nero obsolete, so the Hardys can come back again. So I'm kind of wondering if that was a cryptic sign, I guess, that it's not going to be the Broken characters, it's going to be the regular Hardys, which, you know, would be kind of disappointing, because I think they could really do big things in WWE with the Broken characters.
Well, and if I'm WWE, I could care less whether somebody else thought they had rights to it. You know, you're going to win that battle. I mean, you've got the attorneys probably
getting
it done. Yeah, I just don't think I'd be too worried about it. But assuming that is true and we do see the Hardy, Jeff and Matt Hardy, for whatever it's worth and for however they're there, what do you expect to see tonight? Do you see the Hardy Boys or do you see the Broken Universe?
I'm hoping Broken, you know, and I'm like you, WWE should have the firepower and the legal ability to make that happen. I hope they do. This is one time I hope WWE comes out on top in a legal battle. But gosh, I don't know. I don't know which way it would go. You want to say it's a broken one, but then I'm thinking with that tweet, maybe it's just going to be the regular Hardys. You know, but either way, it's going to really – I think the broken characters would be better, but either way, I think it's going to really catapult WWE and WrestleMania tonight, that tag team division. If they come out with the Raw tag team title match and get involved in that, now that would be something. I don't know if that'll happen or not, but that seems like the logical choice since the SmackDown, and that's another thing, the SmackDown tag team championship is not on the line tonight, you know, and I'm kind of getting off subject here, so forgive me, but if your biggest pay-per-view of the year, your Super Bowl of wrestling, you should have every title on the line.
I'm kind of wondering if it won't be. You know, I'm kind of wondering how the Hardys fit into this situation. I mean, do you think it's possible that could be something that's not on the card? That's what I expect, but what do you think?
The only thing is the Usos could take them out, because I have heard some names being taken out of that Andre the Giant Battle Royal and some NXT guys added. So they could take the Usos out and have a match with them against they'll challenge anybody from the back and then you'll see the Hardys come out. So that would be a how I would do it, but you know, I'm not working for Vince. But you know, to have the Usos in that Battle Royal was just wasting a championship opportunity for somebody at WrestleMania.
I agree, and I agree with you 100%. All the titles should be on the line. Do want to let everyone know that, and we're going to go ahead and talk about this match now, and go ahead and predict it, because on the WWE Kickoff Show right now, Austin Aries is about to challenge Neville for the Cruiserweight Championship, and so I want to talk to you about this match before it gets underway. It's probably going to end while we're on the air. Austin Aries, does he get the job done tonight and have his WrestleMania moment?
I think so. I think it's time. You know, I think they've been grooming him, and you know, he was a big, big star in TNA, and he has the ability to really carry the Cruiserweight division and take it to another level. And I think it's the time to put the belt on. You know, Neville's got all the talent in the world, but you know, Mike's skills are not the best in the world. You know, he doesn't really carry himself that great. And Austin Aries, he is one of the best guys on the microphone right now in WWE. And I think that it could really help Cruiserweight division a lot if they put the belt on him.
I think so too. And I'm looking forward to that happening. I really enjoyed Austin Aries and TNA, and I'm going to go with you. I think Austin Aries will win this match in the Kickoff Show. Camping World Stadium is filling up, folks, and for obvious reasons, WrestleMania 33 is set, and the first match that is a part of the card is coming up here in just a moment. All right, we obviously have got a lot to talk about still and a fairly short time to do it, so let's get on to our official preview and predictions segment of the show. So we already talked about this match, Neville and Austin Aries. Both of us have Austin Aries winning the match. Let's talk about the 2017 Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal, which I have been told, which is obviously also on the Kickoff Show. Is this as predictable as we thought it was about 4 weeks ago when we first said that Braun Strowman was probably going to win this match, or are we going to see something else happen?
I think Strowman wins. Yeah, I think it's going to come down to the last two, to him and Big Show, and I think he puts Big Show out. You know, like we said earlier, Big Show's last WrestleMania, so we said. And but you know, you can't not put this guy over, Strowman over. He's been one of the most impressive since. You know, one of the best things that could have happened to him was getting drafted to Raw and getting away from the Wyatt family, because it's kind of, you know, instead of being the enforcer of the Wyatt family, now he's on his own. He's really took off, and I think in the next year or so, you're going to see him win a major championship. So what better way to put this guy over than have him win the Andre the Giant Battle Royal?
I definitely agree. I want to just say one thing. Austin Aries and Neville is so enjoyable to watch WrestleMania every year. And what I like the most about it is you can just tell these guys have a hard time not cracking a smile at how amazing the experience is to them. Austin Aries, who is making his WrestleMania debut tonight, is literally struggling not to smile. and I just think that's great, you know, because you think about all the independent wrestlers that you and I know personally. And the moment, you know, it's very possible that some of them, one of them, I don't know, but a number of them might have their WrestleMania moment one day. And just the thought of kind of seeing where those guys came from and what they got to, it's just got to be a good feeling.
Well, you remember when we talked to Headbanger Thrasher, and that was one of the questions I asked him because I didn't know how many times I get to ask somebody that, how it was. He said, you know, you can compare it to walking out to play the Super Bowl. He said it was a feeling like no other, you know. So for these guys,
yep,
especially the ones making the debut tonight, like Aries, I don't know, has Neville been at WrestleMania before? Or was he hurt the last year? I don't know for sure, but, you know, I would have a hard time if I was walking through the ring at WrestleMania for my first match. I'd probably tear up, you know, because just like you talked about, these guys coming from wrestling in high school gyms to moving up to, you know, to the big time and having a WrestleMania, you know, that you realize then I finally made it, you know, and all that hard work paid off and I finally got here. So that right there would be hard for me not to crack a smile or, you know, or tear up or something like that. But
well, when Austin Aries came out of the curtain, he just kind of blew a heavy sigh, and you could tell he was nervous.
Yeah.
I mean, you're doing this in front of – but, yeah, last year, if I'm not mistaken, last year he was still a part of NXT. Is that – I think that's the reason he did not wrestle at WrestleMania last year. Is that right?
Yeah, he was definitely either on the verge of coming to NXT or he was still in TNA last year at this time.
Right. Yeah, one
of
the other. No, and you can just tell. I'm telling you, so far, I've been watching this match as we went on with the show. So far, this match has been spectacular. Absolutely. High flying, fast paced. You can tell these guys got something to prove. And I'm glad of that because you and I have talked a lot about the cruiserweight division kind of underperforming. And I'm hopeful that turns around tonight. Let's get back to our preview and predict. I don't know if we'll ever get done. We'll miss WrestleMania if we keep going all night. But let's talk a little bit about we've talked about Braun Strowman. I think we both agree Strowman wins that match. I've got some people saying Sami Zayn could win it. I just don't see how that helps Strowman unless it's something we can all get over after one night. Maybe the Big Show eliminates him by fluke or something like that.
Right.
And then it really doesn't have an impact. Otherwise, I don't see how Strowman comes out of this match. Not the winner, but we'll find out shortly. Okay, so let's talk about the SmackDown women's match for the championship. Who do you see coming out of that one with the title?
Oh, you know, I don't really know. This is one of those matches that probably will be on my break. You know, not anything against the women's division on SmackDown, but because it's the women's division, because I would like to see the Raw one, but SmackDown, the women on SmackDown, I just cannot get into. You know, you got Becky Lynch, Alexa Bliss, you got Naomi just threw her hat back in the ring. She's back to get a belt that she never really lost. She had to give up because she was injured, but you know, I would have to say, gosh, and Mickie James is there. I would have to say, I'm just going to guess Becky Lynch would win it.
Okay.
I'm not really following that match that much.
No, I'm not either. I really am not. I think the Raw Women's Division is tremendously better than the women's division. That's just my personal opinion. I'm not quite sure how this went down, but the Cruiserweight Championship match was just interrupted by commercial break, and it came back to the Cruiserweight title match. Now, can you please explain to me, when you own the network, how that works out?
Oh, I mean, boy, I can't wait to get on Facebook now. There'll be people talking about that all over Facebook. No,
yes, they will.
You don't do that. You don't do that in the middle of any match at WrestleMania, especially, you know, even if it is on the pre-show, you can't do that. No.
No, in the middle of WrestleMania, I mean, I don't know. At any rate, let's talk about a match I think is going to be a great one. It could kick off the actual card of the actual WrestleMania event at 7 o'clock. And I could be wrong. I don't know. But I expect that it certainly is a contender to kick off the show, and that's the Raw Tag Team Championship match. Luke Gallows and Karl Anderson versus Enzo Amore, Big Cass versus Cesaro and Sheamus in a triple threat ladder match. I think this one has potential to be a match where people are blown away. I really am excited about this match. Do you see new champions coming out of this match?
Yeah, I think you can see new champions. I think this could be one of those matches. This is one of the matches that I think you know, the Hardys could get involved. You know, could it be that they just interfere and cause the match, or could that be all of a sudden you're looking at a fatal four-way? I don't know how they'll do it, but a lot of people are saying Enzo and Cass are going to win. You know, yeah. And my feelings about Enzo and Cass, they were, you know, I liked them when they first started, and I still like Big Cass. Enzo is kind of the whole same old deal over and over again. You got to learn how to get new material. When he does the same thing over and over again, it kind of gets irritating. But I think they'll win it, and it just depends. And I really don't think they'll give the Hardys the tag belts, even if they do compete like in a fatal four way or something. I don't think they'll give the Hardys the tag belts first night they're there. But I'm looking at Enzo and Cass to take it tonight.
I do want to point out that I agree with you there. I think that I think they will take it like a Malumpum. I think they're going to win this thing. And I don't think that that's going to damage Cesaro or Sheamus in any regard, but I do think it'll kind of establish them as a tag team of the future and probably deserve. So let's talk about the Intercontinental Championship match, Dean Ambrose versus Baron Corbin. Does Corbin look to win the title tonight? Well, obviously he's looking to win the title. Is he going to win the title tonight, or is Dean Ambrose going to hang on to it?
I think Corbin wins it tonight. We talked about it last week a little bit. I think he's ready. You know, he won the Andre the Giant Battle Royal last year, and he is just – he's come on as a big-time heel on SmackDown here lately. And, you know, he's battled with Cena, he's battled with Ambrose, and he's held his own with all of them. I think he's ready, and, you're going to really push this guy to another level tonight. And you know, people, just like you said last week, you made a good point last week, Dean Ambrose is not an Intercontinental Champion. Dean Ambrose should be competing for the World Heavyweight Championship. You know, and I think it's time to get that off of him and let him go after the World Heavyweight Championship again.
I think so, too. And I'm going to go with you. I think Corbin wins this match tonight. All right, here's a match that everyone's looking forward to. Mixed tag team match. can't wait to see this one. John Cena and Nikki Bella versus The Miz and Maryse. So is this one fairly predictable?
Well, you know, everybody would think with Cena saying he's going part-time and Nikki Bella saying that if she's taking time off, that they're definitely going to lose. But, you know, Cena has a bit of an ego. And to lose at WrestleMania, especially when he's teaming with his girlfriend or whatever, or everybody wants it to be his fiance, you know, that might not set well with Cena. You know, losing to The Rock was one thing, but that was because he knew it was already set in motion that the next time they fought, he was going to beat The Rock at WrestleMania. So I think they're going to win, but, you know, even if they win or lose, the biggest thing people are talking about this match, you know, I guess they want to recreate a Randy Savage-Elizabeth moment. all these people are saying that, you know, Cena's going to propose to Nikki in the ring after the match is over with. So, you know, I think that's the only thing that's going to keep people interested in this match, and they're going to want to see the end of it and see what happens after it's over with.
I'll tell you, this match, this Cruiserweight match, too, has been unbelievable. It's a shame this wasn't on the show that most people are going to watch tonight, because it probably could have changed some things. So here's a match, and for the record, I believe Cena and Nikki Bella will win tonight. And I'm expecting the storyline proposal. I'm pretty sure they're already engaged, but at this point. But otherwise, I don't see why they would do a – I don't know. Anyway, it is what it is. I'll probably have a snack during that match. How about the U.S. Championship match, Chris Jericho and Kevin Owens? I think this match could be a good one. But I don't see Jericho walking away with a title tonight. Do you?
No. One thing we talked about last week, Jericho's talking about another one that's taking some time off or taking a step back after WrestleMania. And, you know, with him saying that, I would definitely think Kevin Owens would win tonight. And I'm like you. You know, the Aries Neville match, this match, and the Undertaker and Reigns match, it could be the Undertaker's last match. These are the three that I'm really looking forward to seeing. But I don't think there's any way Jericho walks out of there with a belt tonight.
No, I don't either. And I'm really looking for. I like Kevin Owens. I think he's great. Great wrestler,
yeah.
And I'm really looking forward to seeing him win this match tonight and carry on his career. He'll have his moment tonight, beating a legend in his own, Chris Jericho. So now let's talk about the women's match I think we all can look forward to, and that is the Raw Women's Championship Fatal 4-Way Elimination Match. Bayley, Charlotte Flair, Sasha Banks, and Nia Jax. Do you see a new champion in this match tonight?
It could go one or two ways. Either Charlotte's going to win, or Bayley's going to retain. But I'm leaning more towards Charlotte winning, and Sasha turning on Bayley. I think this definitely will set in motion for Sasha Banks to be a heel again. So, but the only thing that keeps me wondering about that was, you know, you're not going to see a. I don't think they would put a Sasha heel versus Charlotte heel championship match, and that's the ultimate goal. That's what Sasha wants, is the championship, the belt back. You know, you never can tell. They could do the double switch and have Charlotte turn face and Sasha heel. I don't know, but it just seems like Sasha's going to turn heel, and I'm going to go with Charlotte winning tonight.
I'm actually going to go with Sasha winning tonight. And I think that's a part of the heel turn, but I don't know. We'll see. But then I just kind of wonder how that leaves, how that would leave Charlotte in the mix. You know, if Sasha goes heel, then Charlotte suddenly is out of the women's championship talks, unless there's some sort of triple threat moving forward. I just don't know. I'm gonna go with something different here. I'm gonna go with Sasha win. So wrapping up now. Good gracious, we're running out of time. Shane McMahon and AJ Styles. Does Styles win this match?
Yeah, I think Styles win it. Does Shane do something crazy? Yeah, he'll do something crazy, dive off or something like that tonight. But you can't have Shane beat AJ. You know, AJ is probably one of the best talents, if not the best talents on the WWE roster right now. You can't have Shane beat AJ at WrestleMania.
Yeah, well, we will. We'll find out. I'm gonna go with Shane winning. I think we're gonna get a surprise here tonight. I'm gonna go. Well, you know, if we agree on everything, it'll be. So I'm gonna go with Shane winning. Something happens, interference, something like that, to give Shane away. He doesn't win clean, that's for sure. Okay, so non-sanctioned match, Seth Rollins and Triple H. We've talked about it. Who wins this one?
I think Rollins wins, but he gets a little help from Finn Balor. I think, you know, there's going to be a heavy ringside presence from Samoa Joe. But I think Balor gets involved and Rollins pulls off the win.
Well, I want to point out before we predict these last three matches that we're already 0-1. Austin Aries has suffered a defeat at the hands of Neville. Didn't see. We're off to a hot start, but I didn't. I got to say, I did not see that coming. That makes you think there may be many moments tonight that we don't see coming.
We may go over tonight, Lance.
Yeah, we may.
I don't think we're
going to find out.
Too many definite. There's a couple of definite things. I don't think we'll go over.
I don't think we will either, but we may not be far from it. We're going to find out. All right, three more matches to talk about, and we'll close the show and let everyone get to the Super Bowl of wrestling, WrestleMania 33. The Andre the Giant Battle Royal set to start at some point in the next probably 20 minutes. So let's talk a little bit about these matches, and that is the WWE Championship. We haven't talked about that much tonight. Bray Wyatt and Randy Orton. This has been long in the making. Do we see Bray Wyatt retain tonight, or does the Viper get the WWE Heavyweight Championship?
No, I think Randy Orton wins, and I think, you know, Luke Harper gets involved tonight. You know, he's been talking a lot on SmackDown about Bray should have listened to him, and I think he gets involved tonight and costs Bray the match, and Randy Orton walks out with the championship.
I actually think Bray Wyatt will get involved tonight. Excuse me. Of course, he'll get involved. I think Bray Wyatt will win. I think it's a possibility there could be some involvement from both Harper and possibly Eric Rowan. Are you hearing anything there?
Yep.
Possibly.
Eric Rowan was cleared a couple of weeks ago. I think we talked about that somewhere down the line, you got to see that he would be getting involved in. My thing would be, you know, Bray Wyatt's actual sister is working production for WWE this week. You need to could they throw her in there, Sister Abigail? This would be the perfect time to really get that across. So that would be something I would like to see, would be Sister Abigail come out and, you know, maybe get involved in that match.
Right, yeah, it'd be interesting to see. It's going to be interesting to see our win-loss record tonight because our predictions are different. Unlike a lot of times, maybe it's not as predictable as we thought. And, of course, the Universal Championship, Goldberg and Brock Lesnar, we've talked this one to death leading up to the event. Is there any way, I think the both of us are on the same page here, Brock Lesnar wins?
Yeah, Lesnar definitely wins this.
All right, and then finally, what we expect to be the last match of the night, and that is The Undertaker and Roman Reigns. If this happens in the last match, regardless, does Roman Reigns win this match?
Yeah, I think so. I want to say Undertaker wins it, but I just don't see him winning this match, you know, if this is the last match especially. Hopefully it'll be a good match and Undertaker will get his moment after it's over with.
Well, folks, it's WrestleMania, and it's finally here. We pretty much talk about all the time leads up to this night, and that is a night where the whole landscape of wrestling can change. You know, I wanted to go to WrestleMania this year, but it did not work out. And I'm hoping to go next year in New Orleans. I really want to get to see WrestleMania. But unfortunately, I don't think I'll get to see what I've always wanted to see, and that is The Undertaker at WrestleMania. Win or lose tonight, we'll find out. But this could be a night where we truly say goodbye to a number of legends. So we will see what happens. We'll keep you posted. Look forward to being back next week. Obviously, next week we will be talking quite a bit about the fallout of WrestleMania. And I would imagine it's going to be quite a fallout. Stevie, as we enter to the Super Bowl of wrestling, and that is WrestleMania, I ask you now for your last word tonight leading up to the show.
Well, you know, it's, like we said earlier, it's Christmas for all wrestling fans. You know, looking at this past weekend, all the events happening at WrestleMania, one thing that stuck out with me, if you look, the Hall of Fame inductions, you know, you had, and everybody knows I'm from the old school, I'm from the Crockett era, but you look at, you had two guys like the Rock and Roll Express, you had Diamond Dallas Page, you had Ravishing Rick Rude inducted in the Hall, and those guys spent most of their time with WCW and the Crocketts, and Rude and Rock and Roll Express were with Crockett, so, you know, you have to take your hat off to Vince for not really holding a grudge, too much of a grudge against those for that, and putting these guys in where they deserve to be. Hope there's more to come from that, too.
I certainly hope so, too. WrestleMania 33, I am excited as I can be, looking forward to it. It looks to me like they are getting ready to get the Andre the Giant Battle Royal underway here shortly. And folks, we appreciate you joining us tonight. You could have listened to a lot of previews for WrestleMania, but tonight you chose to join Lance Jenkins and Stevie Fly right here on Brawl for All on blogtalkradio.com. If you're listening to this on demand later in the week, you probably already know what happened at WrestleMania, and I'm sure you have a good time comparing what we said what happened to what actually happened. But I look forward to it, Stevie. I appreciate everything you do for the show and certainly always enjoy doing it with you. And good luck, and I hope your record is good. I hope mine's fairly good, too. And we will find out shortly, folks. Stevie, always a pleasure.
Same here, buddy. Thank you.
Thank you. All right, folks. Join us next week at our regularly scheduled time, 7 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here on Blog Talk Radio, as we get you ready for the next half of the year, that is the post-WrestleMania season. And finally, want to also say this, Rage Wrestling Live, Rapids Brawl is coming to you live Friday, April 21st. You can get your tickets now at RageWarriors.com. Folks, it's WrestleMania season, and we will see you next week for the Fallout. This is Brawl for All on Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen.